The ANC in turmoil. Join us on the line. We have political analyst Professor Andre Duvenaga. Professor Andre, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Morning, Joseph. Nice talking to you.
Thank you for joining us. Andre, why does it seem as if the ANC is staggering from crisis to crisis? The latest reports of possible arrest of Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan.
Yes, indeed, there's a lot of internal conflict and strife within the organization. I think the Pravin Gordhan versus Jacob Zuma deal is on now for a number of months, and it was clear that Mr. Pravin Gordhan's appointment was against the will of President Zuma. Now, I believe there is a case against Mr. Pravin Gordhan, but my assessment is this may even take the ANC into deeper trouble at the moment. And then at the same time, we also have the reports indicating the possibility of an exit strategy for President Zuma. So all of this in one is a difficult package to deal with, and then we are also in the build-up to a very, very difficult election, probably the most difficult election for the ANC since 1994.
There have been no confirmation from the Hawks that he will be prosecuted, but surely any such step will have devastating consequences for the country, especially on the economic front.
Well, I have no doubt that politically and economically it will be devastating. Just look at what happened to the rand when Nene was taken out of his position at the end of last year. At the moment, and I'm not an economist, but I can pick up that the type of actions coming from the presidency is not affecting the economy in an indirect way, as was the case in the past. It is now influencing the economy in a direct way. It seems as if Mr. Zuma is saying something that is not in line with whatever framework, then the value of the rand is going down. So in that sense, it is concerning. And at this point, Mr. Pravin Gordhan is probably the only hope we have in the country to save us from junk status. And my assessment is that junk status is definitely going to come to be put into place. But my concern is that if we are having problems with Mr. Pravin Gordhan, that maybe even sooner, and there will be even more devastating effects on the economy.
Yes, great concern. Then what do you make of the report of a plan which should see the president being removed from power before the local government elections?
I think there is probably, at least among certain circles within the ANC, such a plan, and most probably they are developing the plan, but they try to manage it in such a way that the ANC is not hurt before the election. I think that is the main strategy, and at the last NEC meeting it was clear if they go straight for Mr. Zuma, the ANC is going to pay such a price that they may even lose the election, at least in certain areas. Therefore, there is concern. On the other side, it is also clear to me that Mr. Zuma hasn't got the same view as the people with the exit strategy. And he's mobilizing in all his strongholds. We have seen him addressing a meeting in Botshabelo, in Bloemfontein, and we know the Free State ANC with Ace Magashule is close to the president. Then the next day we have seen him here in Northwest, and we know Mr. Supramohamopelo is also very close to the president. And then we also saw the security cluster over the last week defending the position of the president. Even Wedi Montash came out a day or two ago arguing that there's no exit plans with regard to the president. So they are playing a difficult political game, but I believe there is an exit strategy. I cannot see the president surviving longer than the end of 2017 with their national conference.
How big is the dilemma for the ANC? Can they afford to recall the president before the elections on one hand, but will this at the end of the day cost them votes at the elections?
they cannot afford to take the president out before the election. But there's a very difficult problem, and that is if the ANC is going to perform well during the local elections. And my understanding of a good performance is 55% and higher. Then the president can claim that he still has the support of the majority of people in South Africa. His face was all over the place. They did support him, and he can motivate this as a vote of confidence in him, and that is going to make him extremely difficult to remove. So it's a catch-22 for the ANC and the leadership of the ANC.
Yes, various things to consider. If a plan is being put together for the removal of the president, what would the basis be for such a plan?
Well, the basis will be to get him out of the union buildings and out of the Thule House with a minimum damage for the ANC as organization. That will be the strategy, but it's not that easy because there is vested interests around the president. There are people who is owing the president for their positions. They are getting their salaries because they are part of what we may call something like the Zuma Zulu regime. And if Zuma is going to fall, then their positions may be very, very difficult. And we may see elements of a regime change maybe even more difficult than what we have seen towards the end of the Mbeki regime, when there were big changes when Zuma took over. But it will be interesting to see which candidate may take over from the president if they are going to continue with the exit strategy. And the number of names are coming up. One of the names is the name of Cyril Ramaphosa, which I believe has his own challenges. It's not an automatic choice. Secondly, we are looking at a compromise figure in the name of Mr. Galema Motlanthe. And then from the Zulu line, we have Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma already indicating that she's back in South Africa after her chairmanship of the African Union. And then the name of Baleka Mbete is also surfacing in certain environments. Now, this may be a very, very interesting dynamic playing itself out towards the end of 2017.
How much support and power does the president still have among senior ANC members? You spoke about Baleka Mbete. Now, she has been a staunch Zuma fan, but she was thrown under the bus when the president told her that she should get her house in order following a series of disruptions in parliament.
My understanding is that the president is on a constant basis losing support. At the moment, it is so serious that he cannot even make a presentation in the open, not even to talk about parliament. So yes, his position has become more and more difficult. He's becoming more and more of a liability for the ANC. In that sense, his whole position is problematic. The pressure on him on a number of levels are on the increase. I think specifically with regard to the Guptas, over the weekend there were reports in the media indicating that a number of senior, some of them director generals with strong ANC connections, asked the president to act directly against the Guptas. And we know if they touch the Guptas, they touch Mr. Zuma himself. So yes, the pressure is on the increase. I cannot see that it's going to be easy for President Zuma over the next year, or what if he's going to stay in office, but he won't leave before the end of the election, in this way, after the 3rd of August.
You spoke about the names that are being put up and that are being mentioned in certain quarters. Why are we not seeing a stronger Cyril Ramaphosa moving into position or taking over leadership, or do you believe he will not succeed Zuma?
Well, my understanding is that Mr. Ramaphosa's position is not that easy. And I'm going to mention a number of factors. The first one, he's not coming from the Nguni Zulu Xhosa type of line. And normally, the ANC is controlled from the Nguni lines, either Zulu or Xhosa, and he's a vendor. That's a big problem in a political environment that is becoming more and more traditionally orientated at the moment. And the ANC is changing from a more urban-orientated party towards a more rural party, making this sentiments even more prominent. Secondly, Mr. Ramaphosa is associated with big capital, so he's not acceptable for, let's call it, the more Marxist, class-orientated people within the context of the ANC and the bigger broad church. Thirdly, there's close connections between him and what people believe was the decisions behind the Marikana incident. In that sense, it is problematic. And then in some circles, you will pick up rumors of corruption. Now, we cannot verify this, but this is the type of things that is going against Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. However, if we look at capabilities, I think he will most probably be the best choice among the candidates I mentioned earlier to take South Africa forward in these difficult circumstances, but the automatic choice, definitely not.
We appreciate your time this morning, Professor Andre. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Have a good day. Bye.